become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Thursday, the 11th of April, 2013. A bit of sad news today. Republic Broadcasting learned one of its own has passed on, and that is Jack Bauer, real name Michael Golden. His website, the American Reconstruction Project, the real webpage is My Private Radio, myprivateaudio.com, the American Reconstruction Project, 56 years old, survived by his two children, aged 11 and 9, a boy and a girl, and he had sole custody of the children, a single father. We're hoping his brother can step up and his nephew can step up to the plate to look after the children, because we all understand how the state likes to get interested in people's affairs, especially when dealing with minors. So Jack Bauer, real name Michael Golden, dead at the age of 56. And, you know, we've buried a few talk show hosts that have been on this network. Ironically, when I went up to the American Reconstruction Project, there was a picture of Jack standing alongside of Tommy Crier. Tommy Crier used to have a program on this network. That man is no more. Shuffling off the mortal coil. Here one day, talking, walking, gone the next. Other people, Jack Otto, which was my mentor, that took the time, just as I've asked people to take the time with individuals to really give it a good try to wake them out of their slumber. Well, that's what Jack Otto did for me. Alan Stang passed rather quickly. Terry Anderson, do I wish Terry was here now? Just when this gun thing is really heating up, Terry's no longer here. Guests that I've had on my own program with Peter Neese, remember Joyce Rosenwald, died of a massive brain aneurysm. Bob Chapman, and there have been others. So, And the irony to this is that I didn't speak to Mike Golden that much, but I did have a talk with him. And I told him, he says, you know, how you doing? How's the network? You know, what do you got planned? You know, this kind of thing. And I told him, I said, well, we're behind in bills. We'll have to do a pledge drive. And he said, well, whatever I can do to assist you, just let me know. So I'm going to ask that for people that respect this network, and Jack told me, he said, do you realize how important this network is? And I said, I certainly do. I said, what's important is the listeners understand how important this network is. We've been here almost 9 years, folks. We plan on sticking around. We will, with God's good grace and a few donations. There were 12 alternative networks. There's now 4.
Eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We have collected, I guess, the target on the pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen. Just need a few bucks to get over the hump, pay a few back bills. Don't let this network, I was talking to my wife today, you know, when networks go, they don't come back. Startup cost, lineups, host, advertising, all the infrastructure, the connections. Once networks go away, they don't come back. They went away for a reason. And I've made my pledge that as long as we can, if there's a possibility of keeping this network on the air, we will certainly do that. Because I'm not going to abandon my task. I've taken this endeavor very seriously. Very, very seriously. Yesterday, yeah, I might have got a little morose in the second hour, but I was just going through my repertoire of what this network and what we've been through in the last 8.5 years. Going to have a 9th anniversary this June. I want to be around for the 10th or the 11th or until the government shows its ugly little beast face, pulls the mask off, and just goes after people like myself and the talk show host on this network. We will be here. I've made that pledge. And it wasn't an idle pledge, it isn't just something flip that was said. I am sincere. So, whatever motivation you need, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's the another passing of a host on this network that loved being here, loved what we did, we have been rock solid right from the start. We have never changed our mission. We're a different breed of cat, as I said yesterday on air, and we are. We started this network for one purpose and one purpose only. To have a forum for people to bring you the real news and real information, interviewing people that understand what's going on, to further round out your education. And that education under that banner, that covers a lot. Preparedness, I mean, you name it. We've been doing this for a very long time. I've been doing it for 20 years. This network has been here almost 9 years. And as I said, there was at one time 12 alternative networks. There are now four. And current trend continues, I guarantee you there will be less. I, for one, have made my pledge. I will be here as long as it's humanly possible. They've either got to shoot me, I've got a stroke out on the mic, whatever. The question is it important enough for you to help us stick around? You know, this wonderful republic, it's going to take everything we have to restore the restoration of this country. It's going to take everything we've got. We don't have benefactors with bags full of money and, you know, you got a good message and here's $1 million, go at it. We've never had that. And we've managed to get by. And one of these days, the people have been urging me, you know, one of these days you got to write a book about this. And one of these days I just might. Because I've seen a lot. Been through a lot. A whole lot. So if you want to donate today in memory of Mike Golden, a.k.a. Jack Bauer, that's your motivation too. If your motivation is, yeah, I've been seeing the other networks go bye-bye and we can't lose you, if that's your motivation, fine. If your motivation is, hey, John, here's just a little tip of the hat and a few bucks. Thanks for the job that you've been doing, and I want you to be there tomorrow. If that's your motivation. If you're just motivated by the plain fact that your government has turned against you, and this is one of the few outlets that you can go to really find out what the hell these little pipsqueaks are up to, the District of Criminals, our little Congress critters. If that's your motivation, please do. If you're pissed off at your government, whatever, find it in your heart, ladies and gentlemen, for whatever motivation. And I arbitrarily stuck this at 10 grand. We've collected five so far. So call today, and I mean pledge. Cast a vote. Use a MasterCard or Visa. What the hell does it matter anymore anyhow? We all know what's going to happen to the system. It's going to come crashing down. And there may come to a point where things just get so bad, we might have to just stream on internet. Might have to do that. But however form or fashion, we'll be here to the end. But we need more than your goodwill, we need a few dollars. We need a few more good men and women to step up and look at it this way. How many rounds of ammunition or how many guns, the equivalent of what this network is worth? The bullets that we're firing right now, ladies and gentlemen, are the most important. It's to give people an education as to what they're looking at, what we once were, what has gone wrong, and what needs to happen into the future. So Call today at 800-724-2719. Make a pledge. I'm not going to tell you to give till it hurts, but squeeze yourself a little bit going, ooh, ooh, but do it anyhow. Last pledge drive we did was back in October. And in the middle of the seventh year of the greatest recession slash depression this country has seen, and I'm including the Great Depression and crash of 1929, we have managed to be inventive, creative, quick on the draw to keep this thing on air. So help us. I'm asking you. Help us. Need to raise another $5,000. So, cast your vote. Make it a good one. And if you've got enough dollars, think of those that really want to. After all these years, I've gotten people that are in dire straits. And I mean dire. Losing everything that they have. Men and women losing their union, losing their family, losing their homes, losing their jobs. Well, I'm tired of losing. The bricks and mortar and the furniture is still in place. Unfortunately, they built their matrix. We have to ply ourselves from it. Recreate what once was in this country and get on with the business of living life. Because they don't give it. They're not God. They create nothing. Well, let me amend that statement. They've created a whole lot of misery for people that do not deserve it, that are just trying to live out this little gift on this planet Earth that God has given us as unhindered as possible. Unhindered. What did I say? Unhindered? New word. It's Orwellville, folks. Call us, 800-724-2719. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the PayPal button. Donate. The address here, RBN. Send a check, a money order. You've been buying gold and silver over the years. Why don't you ply out one of those little gold coins that you bought at $400 or $500 an ounce that we urged you to years ago? Or maybe some silver. We don't care, folks. Have a garage sale. You got a bunch of stuff in your garage? Have a yard sale. Donate a few bucks. Get the cards to this network. Let's get on the stick. We're running out of time. And I just hope we don't run out of money before we run out of time. That would be a tragedy. RBN. The address, 2251... Double Creek, that's two words, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, two words again, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I plan on getting through this damn thing, folks. And with the joy of my life, and I don't give a damn if I'm 80 years old, I will see this country reclaimed. I will see this restoration project through. I have made a commitment. Please, you do the same. For all of those that have passed, for all those that are still here, and for those we don't know are going to shuffle off this mortal coil tomorrow or next week, life is really a precious gift. The gift we bring you every day is a labor of love by many talk show hosts on this network. They're not remunerated for their time. They do it because of the love and the passion of their country and its people.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear,
Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
I like hearing from people that have had experience with governments that, well, just ain't right. In Salem, Oregon, a man by the name of Manuel Martinez, he went after the anti-gun committee, and out there in Salem, Oregon, it's being shepherded by Floyd Prozanski. And Mr. Martinez escaped the brutal communist regime in Cuba in 1954, 59 years ago. His testimony included how citizens under Castro were first disarmed by the legislation similar to that being shepherded along by the gun grabber in chief, Floyd Prozanski. Defenseless, many Cuban citizens were later summarily slaughtered and executed. Here's his testimony in front of the committee. And he says, you don't know what freedom is. This happened April 5th.
Nora Jones and Don Fortin. Well, we're going to get started.
My name is Gordon Morton.
My name is Manuel Martinez. Born in Cuba. American citizen for more than 40 years. I oppose any manipulation, any regulation, elimination, or disturb of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. In 1959, a revolution with individuals, malicious individuals, masquerading as Democrats, revolutionaries, established a regime, a dictatorial regime in my nation, called communism, socialism, Stalinism, Marxism, and whatever the name ism you want to put it. The reason was done to take away the guns from the people, the right of the people to wear guns. That is a God-given right. It's not given by anybody. It's not given by any group. It's the same thing as freedom, which is a God-given right, and no one, absolutely no one, has the authority to take it away. This is to defend the Second Amendment and my God-given right of freedom will cease only with my death. I've been through it. I've been there. You people don't know what freedom is because you never lost it. You haven't been the tortures. You haven't been the assassinations. You haven't been mothers begging for the life of their son not to be killed because the only reason they want is to be free. And they kill the mothers and they kill the son. So my way to protest, the way to oppose, is because if we are tangling with the Second Amendment, we are open the same way that Cuba was open for communism, China, Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Venezuela, on and on. A dictatorial regime that will destroy this country in the same way that destroyed these ones, those ones that I mentioned to you. Gun control, do not protect anybody. Don't protect the citizens. Don't protect the people. The only reason for the gun control is the government to protect from them citizens. In that way, the government can vassalage, manipulate the people and subjugate them. That's what happened in Cuba for 52 years, 54. I came here for freedom. At the time I came here was different. This country opened the arm for me. I couldn't get it in Cuba. And they opened the arm for me. I probably wouldn't get it here today. I hope that I get clear with you and you understand my point of view. I think that concludes my testimony.
Mr. Martinez, thank you very much for coming forward. Are there any questions? We have a panel here that's going to be coming up as soon.
The looks on the city council's faces, priceless. Malicious individuals masquerading as Democrats established a dictatorial regime in my nation called communism, socialism, Stalinism, Marxism, and whatever name, ism you want to put on it. The reason why it was done was to take away the guns from the people. The only argument that any totalitarian government, the only way that the people say no and really mean it. Get your hands off my itty bitty. I'm tired of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. I was just reminded, go to republicbroadcasting.org and you'll see the top banners on the third row there, donations, right next to the online store. Click on that. Two clicks and I think you're done. Let me do this quickly, and then I'll get to some phone calls. This kind of made me chuckle. A guy writes for Godfather Politics. He said, I saw some graffiti the other day while driving on the freeway that made me smile. It caught my attention because it wasn't the usual unintelligible multicolored gangsta gibberish that's this simply said in 2-foot-tall letters, wake up and smell the chemtrails. It was amusing because chemtrails are some of those things you're not supposed to notice under threat of being ostracized as some sort of fringe wacko, yet anybody can see them in the sky if you look carefully. They behave differently than normal aircraft contrails, and you can follow Google to the websites of government agencies that are either making them or studying their uses under the name of geoengineering. Just don't talk about them because they could get you labeled as part of the black helicopter crowd that Vice President Joe Biden's current favorite phrase is. See, you're part of the black helicopter crowd, according to Joe, if you don't trust your government. If you think the Obama administration is going to track your personal information in a federal registry, or if you believe the government wants to take your guns and leave you defenseless. I can't imagine why people wouldn't trust the government that brought us Obamacare without a written bill, amnesty by executive order, fast and furious, Benghazi cover-up. That list could go on for another half hour. Kind of scary, man. The black helicopter crowd is really upset, Biden said Tuesday in mocking the NRA and gun owners. No way that Uncle Sam can go find out whether you own a gun, because we're about to really take away all your rights, and you're not going to be able to defend yourself, and we're going to swoop down with special forces, folks, and gather up every gun in America. It's bizarre, but that's what's being sold out there. I'm sorry, excuse me, Uncle Joe. It's exactly what's taking place right now in America. Biden and Obama have both been busy lately pushing gun control and assuring everybody that there's no way that the smiling government man is really, it's just a well-dressed crocodile waiting to bite your arm off. That's not the case. Right on cue, the syncopaths and the media have reinforced the administrative talking points. Time Magazine's Joe Klein, talking on Chris Matthews' Sunday show, said, there's something else that's going on now that is really, really dangerous. And it's this festering sense that we all need to have these semi-automatic weapons because the government in Washington is about to oppress us. And that is paranoia. These groups like the NRA, the gun owners of America, they feed this crap, and it really is anti-American. Well, no, Joe, it's anti-government, but very pro-American. If you'd crack a history book, and funny thing about that paranoia crack, it's evidently not paranoid at all to think that there are some people in America who are willing to sell off their Second Amendment rights for a pat on the head from President Obama. Since government is made up of the people, it follows that there are some people in government who want to take away other people's guns. And yet, not a single one of the anti-gun laws being studied would have stopped any of the recent mass shootings. Therefore, there must be another reason for wanting to get the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. Do you see where this is going yet? Or is it just something about guys named Joe that makes them incapable of grasping the meaning of 2+2? What the idiots from the administration and the media have been telling America to ignore the men behind the curtain, some of those pesky munchkins have begun living out their fantasies in New York and ordering citizens to turn in their lawfully owned firearms. So far as known, this tactic may not yet be widespread, but it is evidently an approach the New York government is pursuing. And apparently a provision of the New York Safe Act, New York's brand new gun law, mandates the confiscation of otherwise legally owned guns from anyone who has been prescribed certain types of psychotropic drugs in the past. A gun owner hired an attorney, Jim Tresman, after receiving an official notice that he must turn in his guns to his local police station, according to the story in The Blaze. Tresman said his client has no record and no history of violence or any other conduct that would warrant confiscation of his guns, but that the state police evidently got his client's health records from the Federal Health and Human Services Department. Yeah, we don't keep no stinking dossiers. Possibly in violation of health confidentiality laws. The police informed Tresman that if people receiving letters from the state don't respond, local police are authorized to go into their homes and demand that any weapon be turned over. Gee, Joe Biden must be asleep at the switch in that wonderfully sequestered, insulated district of criminals. Gee, that sounds almost like, nah, couldn't be. Like the government keeping a registry, swooping down and gathering up the guns of law-abiding citizens. It even sounds a little like, just maybe, perhaps a bit, the government's about to oppress us. But surely, that's just anti-American black helicopter crack. The two Joes and Obama told me so. Now, what's most interesting about the New York goings-on is that apparently nobody in the media or in the government noticed the provision allowing confiscation until the law was signed into effect. Well, we had a little taste of that, didn't we? We played an audio clip for you several months ago. A representative in New York went after the mayor's office and said, you're going to tell them what's in this bill, or do I have to? It was already in the bill. Was it released to the public? Hell no. Did the media report on it? Hell no. Here's one of these instances where they give themselves permission to do it, and then go ahead and do it. Whether it's lawful, constitutional, sane, logical, doesn't matter. They're doing it. Scott in Arizona. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hi.
I like it when you get mad.
I'm not mad.
You're more on. Oh, well, I know, but you should do it more often. But anyway, I got a renewal from the NRA, and I thought, well, the NRA sells us out. I'm going to start diverting that money towards RBN.
Thank you.
Because, you know, they're the one that did that. The psychology bill, remember, with the Brady Bunch? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, go see a psychologist. You know, it won't do blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that got that passed.
Like I've said before, the NRA bills itself as being a political organization representing gun owners' interests, but they admit that they're a political organization. And as we all know, Scott, the art of politics is compromise, and I could never understand why people maintain their membership with the NRA. They're the friendly opposition.
I'm not. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's going to you guys, because, you know, when I was over there at the Reagan Library, there's a motto on the wall from Joe Stalin. It said that, let me paraphrase it, that ideas are more dangerous than guns. We don't allow our enemies to have ideas. Why would we allow them to have guns?
True.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, truer words were never spoken by one of the world's true communists and the icon of a lot of practicing communists inside this country.
Yeah, so we need to get that the right information out to keep people thinking correctly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's what we're here to do. We're kind of like the lamp unto your feet.
Yep.
Scott?
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Yeah, folks, before the days end today, I think we're getting close to 6,000. I want to get 10 grand committed here before I leave the airwaves today. It's only another 4,000 bucks. Step up, folks. Well, you know, black helicopter crowd, really? Nah, nobody's looking at what you do. National gun registration, I mean, that's not possible. What are background checks going to accomplish? It will accomplish this for the government. It will get your name, your address, what you have purchased. It will get you in their data banks. And I know what gun dealers have said before, you know, those forms that they make us fill out, you know, we just might have a fire before the ATF shows up to kind of take control of those. By that time, it's too late, because with a national background check, this information is gleaned, put into government's databases. They know who you are and what you've purchased. I just wish the government we could do this a better way. Why don't they just ask us to put out placards in front of our house with our names and our Social Security numbers and how many weapons and how many rounds of ammunition? And see, they won't have to go through all that investigative snooping and pooping on people. We'll voluntarily give them our names and our Social Security numbers and how many guns that we have. I mean, after all, aren't we in the middle of a budget crisis in Washington, D.C.? These people are arming to the teeth, going to send out the boys from the IRS, 500,000, armed, maybe with those M16s that they purchased at DHS, the billions of rounds of hollow point ammunition, the war machines that are rolling into every state, every county of the country. Nah, fusion centers, they're just there to protect us. Give the cops a hand. After all, we never know when a hurricane's going to hit us in Nebraska. Well, from the Hill. The IRS says we can read emails without any warrants. Just as the FBI has been doing all these years. You know, I found it funny. That movie, what was the name of that? Seven. With Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, sitting in the hallway on a bench, trying to figure out how they can get information on an individual. How they can get his library card and see what this guy has been taking out in books to try to get some background information on him. Morgan Freeman tells Brad Pitt, yeah, it's illegal, but the FBI has been doing it for years. That was then, this is now. The Internal Revenue Service has claimed that its agents do not need warrants to read people's emails, text messages, and other private electronic communications, according to internal agency documents. The ACLU, which obtained the documents through the Freedom of Information Act, released the information yesterday. In a 2009 handbook, the IRS said the Fourth Amendment does not protect emails because Internet users do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in communications. A 2010 presentation by the IRS Office of General Counsel reiterated the policy. Text? Yeah, if I text somebody, I don't have a reasonable assumption of privacy? Really? I make a phone call using an electronic device? I can't expect privacy? Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that I had a phone with a party line with every damn governmental agency that wants to, you know, just sit in and just listen to the conversation. Not participate, just listen. Under the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, the ECPA of 1986, government agencies and officials only need a subpoena issued without the judge's approval to read emails that have been opened or that have been around more than 180 days. Yeah, you believe that one? Privacy groups such as the ACLU argue that the Fourth Amendment provides greater privacy protections than the ECPA and that officials should need a warrant to access all emails and other private messages. Traditionally, the courts have ruled that people have limited privacy rights over information they share with third parties. I'm sorry, making a phone call because there's Sprint and AT&T and Verizon? That's a third party? Well, I'm sorry, are they making phones right now that I can buy, that I can communicate directly with somebody without going through a cell tower? If I text somebody, is it because the third party is that carrier? They have the right? Think about what they're saying. Traditionally, the courts have ruled that people have limited privacy rights over information they share with third parties. Some law enforcement groups have argued that this means they only need a subpoena to compel email providers, internet service companies, and others to turn over their customers' sensitive content. But back in 2010, a federal appeals court ruled that police violated a man's constitutional rights when they read his emails without a warrant. Despite the court decision, U.S. v. Warshak, the IRS kept its email search policy unchanged. In a March 2011 update to its employees' manual, according to the ACLU, in an October 2011 memo obtained by the ACLU through that Freedom of Information Act, an IRS attorney explained that Warshak decision only applies in the Sixth Circuit, which covers Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee. But the attorney noted that if the service provider fought the search warrant, it would likely result in protracted litigation, meaning that any leads from the emails would be a stale, they're calling it, if the IRS ever obtained them. Would be stale, rather. The IRS, by the way, did not respond to a request for a comment. The ACLU also submitted requests for documents from the FBI and the Justice Department on their policies for email searches, but has not received responses yet. I wonder why. Lawmakers in both chambers are working on legislation that would update the ECPA to require a warrant for emails and other private online messages. At a hearing last month, Elena Trangio, an acting assistant attorney general for the Justice Department's Office of Legal Policy, yeah, that's a government agency, agreed that there is no principled basis for treating emails differently depending on how old they are. Yeah. Doing a pledge drive, folks. I didn't do this across the network. Didn't involve anybody else, any other talk show host on this. I picked up the gauntlet to ask this listening audience to step up to the plate. We're about $4,000 short. I'm going to get this done and out of the way in the next hour so we can move on. Or maybe like MSNBC, we can lean forward. No, they're just leaning so far left, they've just fallen over from their own dead weight.
Patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. The engineer here made it easier for people to find that little PayPal button. RepublicBroadcasting.org, right at the top of the page, right below the Republic Trading Group banner. Donate to RBN, just click it on, and you're halfway there. Speaking of halfway there, that's about where we're at with this pledge drive. Inching up on the $6,000 mark. Need about another $4,000 before we leave the airwaves today to continue to do what we do. And many people have said that we do it the best. So we appreciate the comments, but we'd also appreciate your support. The interesting thing is that people are now starting to get the idea that, you know, maybe it's time I do something. Maybe it's time that I start to speak out or I get active. Well, it's never too late. Well, almost never too late. But there should be a mission that should be in everybody's minds and hearts, and that's to wake up their fellow Americans. You know, I understand there's a lot of brain-screwed people out there that do not understand their role, the gift that it was being born in this country, in any state, USA. They're really not aware of where freedom and liberty comes from. And they're under this assumption that somehow that this just will continue because of who and what we are, and nobody would ever dare. Well, how many juicy justifications do you have to write off every single day in your own mind to wish away what's going on in this country? These are people that do not understand what freedom and liberty is, what it is, and more importantly, how to maintain it. They're ready to give up their guns. We got a crazy government that wants to add trillions of dollars to the already, and I can't even describe the debt. I mean, it's just beyond even comprehension. And there's not going to be any real cuts. We're not going to stop playing empire and killing people at will for whatever damn reason we want around the globe. We're not going to do that. We're not going to shut any of the 900 bases we have worldwide. We have our military in those countries to occupy, if necessary, a nose in the camel's tent, so to speak. If you have your ground forces deployed on bases, well, there's the front door. This is what North Korea has always been afraid of, from our troops being in South Korea. And one day they'll wake up and the South Koreans and Americans are going to be marching over the border to oppress them, destroy their government, and occupy their country. Gee, I wonder where they ever got that idea that we do something like that. I personally don't give a damn one way or another about a North Korean and their communist form of government. That's their business. I think we have enough war-making stuff to keep somebody like North Korea at bay. And all of what you're hearing right now is nothing but saber rattling. These people pose no threat to us. But here comes another wag the dog. Gets your mind off of Iran, doesn't it? Takes your mind off the economy. Takes your mind off Afghanistan. Takes your mind off of whatever. A new crisis created by the people that create the juiciest crisis, some of which mankind has ever witnessed. Yeah. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help myself.